T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Waking you up every morning. I said waking you up.
I'm up.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Morgan.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning. Did you hear it was going to be hot today?
I heard, and I walked out of my apartment building this morning, and my glasses fogged up. That's when you know it's really hot outside.
Yeah, it felt a little...
Like a sauna?
Should I use the word uncomfortable?
No! We love it. I'm ready to melt.
Well, here come the heat waves. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning.
So yesterday, my wife and my sister-in-law took the kids to Cedar Point, to the water park.
Yes.
The kids being my two boys and my little niece, who is going into third grade, I think. So
you got the day off yesterday, essentially.
I did. There was a part of me that was like, oh, do I want to go?
No.
I mean, it seems like a good time. But yeah, I was a bachelor for most of the day yesterday. I tried to take a nap. Couldn't really take one. I got a workout in. My brother... and I ended up taking my mom out to dinner last night at the Burntwood Tavern in Rocky River. Sat on the patio, had a nice time with her. And then when I got home from dinner, my family had already returned home. And the first thing I do is I ask Drew, my 7-year-old, so how was it?
Yeah.
How was Cedar Point today? And he said, Will said a bad word in front of other kids.
Oh, gosh. They're still fighting.
And I said, I was looking for, you know, I enjoyed, you know, doing this
or
doing that.
You know, going on the coasters, going to the water park, but no.
And I went in, my wife was in the bedroom, and she was already kind of like laying on the bed. And I said, well, how was Cedar Point? And I think at that point, that's when she cracked a beer. She's like, oh, never again.
Oh, my gosh. So you made the right decision by not going.
Probably. And I know that I give my kids a lot of shade on this show.
It's okay.
I'm really just trying to illustrate that it's not always perfect.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad, but there's plenty of good as well. And in fact, I wanted to highlight a moment from this past week. And in fact, you reminded me of it, Morgan.
I did.
This was at Drew's baseball game the other night. And I put this on my IG stories, and you brought it up the other day. So this is during Drew's game. He's up to bat, and Drew ended up crushing this ball into center field. Okay.
And Will is what, watching with you?
He is.
Okay.
And I'm filming it on my phone, and listen to the reaction that Will has after Drew gets the hit in the game. Here it is.
Yeah! Drew! Drew!
It was so cute.
Yeah. Drew's just standing there at first base, and he's loving that his brother is cheering him on and rooting for him. And
I thought really, that was so cute.
That's the good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Brothers supporting each other. That's when moments like that happen, that's when you think, oh, maybe I'm not doing such
okay,
a bad job.
Wait,
after
I want to know what cuss word was said.
Okay.
Are we not allowed to say on the air?
No, I'll tell you right now. Sorry.
Wake up. Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan's right over there.
Good morning. Happy, what's today? Wednesday? Today's Wednesday, yes.
It sure is. That means we have the old school hit coming up in just a little bit here. How's your back feeling today? I know you were complaining a little bit about it yesterday.
Weren't we both complaining about our backs yesterday?
Yeah, and when I say complaining, not like whining. Yeah. I'm just saying you mentioned that your back was bothering you yesterday.
It still hurts, you know, because when David got here, I was like, I need new pillows. My pillows suck. They're completely flat. It's like killing my back. So we went and got new pillows at Target 2 days ago, and yesterday was the first night with the new pillows, and they're great. But I woke up a million times and my back was killing me, and I don't know if it's because of the new pillows or not. So I asked David, I was like, does your back hurt? And he was like, yeah, my back hurts. And then I came in yesterday morning and I was telling you how my back hurt, and you were like, yeah, so does mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, does everybody's back hurt? Like, once you cross over the age of 28, is that just like a rite of passage into adulthood? Is your back is always hurting?
Yeah, it's hard to know. As you get older, and especially when you get to the age that I am, it's really difficult to diagnose the aches and pains sometimes. Whether you don't know if you're legitimately hurt or if it's just
your
how
body.
Old you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like yesterday, I really couldn't turn my head to the right. Like, I get this upper back. There's like a knot that is right there just underneath my shoulder.
Yeah.
And that is, it seemed to have loosened up today. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you try to diagnose yourself and try to figure out how the day's going to go.
I just think I have created this conspiracy theory in my head that everybody over the age of, let's say, 29.
Uh-huh.
Will say that their back hurts if you ask them.
Yeah.
So I want to ask Cleveland, if your back hurts right now, I want to see how many people actually is feeling the pain with us this morning.
There you go.
What should they text us? Just like one word. Two words. In pain.
Or just yes.
Yeah. Or just yes. Maybe we won't complicate it.
Back hurt. Yes.
Yeah, yes, please.
216-578-0104.
Waking you up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Feel good in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
So I'm a little shocked.
You are? I'm not.
I did not expect the the texts to 216-578-0104 to blow up like they did, where it's just line after line of...
Ouch, pain, need new mattress. Yes, pain. There was one no. Scoot Magoot texted in and said, no, his back does not hurt. But everybody else, a unanimous yes.
Scoot Magoot! What is Scoot Magoot's secret?
He's just superior, I guess.
I don't know what he's doing. Corinne from Berea, how's your back this morning?
You know, it's a little tight. Sitting in the car and it's like, you know, got to find the right position.
Yep.
Got the heated seat on the low back going.
It's like already 82 degrees outside and we have the heated seats on.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, what else can you do, right? I mean, you hopefully it's not a long drive for you, Corinne.
No. I'm a carpenter, so I head down to Richfield. I got 30 minutes, beautiful drive. So I'm just sitting back and enjoying it.
It's so funny because I did the same exact thing this morning. When I was driving into work, I made sure I rolled my shoulders back because I have this knot right in between my shoulder blades. And I was like, oh, that feels a little bit better, but I can't sit like that forever.
Yep. And you do the side to the side with your neck. You do the twist.
Thanks, Corinne. Have a great morning, okay?
Hey, you too, guys. Thanks.
Feel better.
Appreciate you listening. Stephanie in Wadsworth, let us assess your back. How you feeling?
Okay. Whew. I just had to get up there. That was big.
Now, where are you right now?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, where are you right now? What are you doing?
I'm at home trying to get ready. It's a struggle. I've had to bend over to grab, you know, stuff off the floor. I'm bending for Tylenol, Motrin. I'm just not sure. Like, they're like Tic Tacs at this point, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hysterical.
That's what it is. You hit a certain age, you go downhill, and everything hurts.
What age would you say that is when your back just... is in constant pain no matter what?
I mean, after I turned a certain 40 at one point, you just wake up and you're just, especially if you've done anything that you think you're cool at. Like back in the day, I could do this, and you wake up the next day, no, you cannot do that at all. Like I was so cool in the 90s. No, this ain't happening right now.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm 2'9", and my back hurts, so I feel like I'm a little bit ahead of the game.
It's real.
All right, and the texts are still coming in. Thanks, Stephanie. Have a great morning. I think we've started a little club here.
Yeah, a support group. Save our backs.
The support group is funny. Support for your...
Yeah. Didn't even do that on purpose.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
My name is Bill Ryan. Okay, as I was mentioning, this is kind of like a Cleveland confessional, but... I think, Morgan, it could be a little more than that.
Okay.
And you're going to find out in a second. So first, let's talk to Caitlin from Willowick. Good morning, Caitlin.
Hi. Good morning.
So Caitlin DM'd us the other day, and I was thinking this is absolutely a Cleveland confessional, but I think it could be something more. But go ahead with your confession that you sent us, Caitlin.
Okay. I wanted to confess that I was arrested last year and spent a night in jail.
All right.
You were arrested and spent a night in jail. Are we allowed to know the story?
We have to hear the story for sure, Morgan.
Okay.
But let me ask you this, Caitlin. How many people in your family know that you were arrested last year?
Well, my sister knows because she was there. And my mom knows because I can't keep anything from her. But my dad definitely does not know.
Oh, your dad doesn't know.
Oh, great. Father's Day right around the corner. This will be a great gift.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if that could be anything. Let's find out. Let's hear the story first, Caitlin. What happened to you last year?
Okay. This was September of last year, and my friends and I, we decided to go out for a night on the town. We were downtown, hit a few clubs, and as we were leaving, I think it was like the second one of the night, we were out on the curb just trying to get ourselves together, figure out where we're going to go, and there was this line to get in, and this girl from this line, she screams over at us to my friend saying, "I didn't know that beluga whales could get into dresses that small.
What?
I can almost see your blowhole." And I was like, what? The audacity.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh no. So like I was fuming, absolutely fuming. And I, you know how you are when you get a few drinks in you that like maybe you would do things you wouldn't normally do. So I suddenly had the courage of 1,000 warriors and just marched right up to this girl. And, you know, I'm in her face. She's in my face. I'm telling her how terrible she is. She's going back and forth. And I don't know how it happened, but I ended up punching her square in the face.
Caitlin!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm shaking now thinking of how mad I was then. Like, oh.
What? People are so rude. And
absolutely. Like, what the hell?
Normally, I wouldn't condone hauling off and punching somebody in the face, but it seemed like she deserved it.
Absolutely.
What happened after that?
So after that, there were bouncers that, you know, like ended up stopping the fight because like I would have like taken her to the ground. But then, of course, because there was a scuffle, there were police. And because I assaulted her, I was arrested, had to spend that night in jail. In the end, the girl ended up not pressing charges, so that's good. You know, maybe she realized how terrible she was, but I did have to pay this huge fine, and that's a life experience I'm not going to forget.
Wow, that is quite a confession.
So that was months and months ago, and as we mentioned, everyone in your family knows about this, Caitlin, except for your dad. Now, we were DMing back and forth. And I threw it out there to Caitlin. What do you think about calling your dad and finally letting him know?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
It is Father's Day week, after all.
I mean,
is that a gift? I don't think it's a gift.
Not.
It's an unforgettable gift. It's memorable for sure. I wouldn't forget it. Caitlin, would you still be up for it?
Oh, you guys. I do feel bad that he doesn't know. But, you know, I'm just like the baby of the family, and I'm his little girl, and I don't want him to get mad at me. I don't want...
Yeah, the baby in the family with a right hook.
He's going to be mad at you. Like, there are no two ways about it.
You think he's going to be mad?
Yes. Are you kidding me? My dad would be furious.
How mad was your mom, Caitlin?
I mean, like, she was upset, but, like, she didn't punish me or anything. Like, you guys agreed with me, too. Like, this woman was horrendous. And
I mean,
you know,
I don't know that I would punch somebody in the face, but I agree that this woman
was
horrendous.
Yeah, I think that was the alcohol. That one I regret.
I think that once your dad hears the story, I think that you can turn him around. So let's take a break here. We'll make sure that we have your dad's number. We will call your dad, and Caitlin will make the confession that she spent a night in jail last year for getting into a fight outside of a bar.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It's our Father's Day extravaganza this week. It's the Q Morning Show. Hang on.
The Q Morning Show.
Because I just love her.
Real life.
Is my day going?
Oh, yes.
Real Cleveland.
Q104.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
We're in the middle of a very special Father's Day edition of the Cleveland Confessional. We have a little twist on this today. So we're talking with Caitlin, and Caitlin confessed to us that last year, did you say it was September of last year, Caitlin? So it's been a while.
Yeah, September, yeah.
Caitlin was arrested and spent a night in jail.
Oh, gosh, this gives me anxiety. We're about to tell her dad, too, for the first time, because her dad has no idea. Everybody else in her family knows.
And quickly, we'll mention that you were walking out of a, if I heard the story correctly, you were walking out of a bar and some loudmouth in line at the bar said something completely rude to your friend. And you jumped in to defend your friend, and push came to shove, and then she got whacked in the face. Did I get that right, Caitlin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think perfectly understandable. And you spent a night in jail for that. But dad doesn't know. And Caitlin, I do have your dad on hold right now. He can't hear us right now, but as soon as I bring him in, he's going to be able to hear us. And we're going to let him know that that you're on the phone, all right? And we'll just give it to you, and you can make your Father's Day confession.
Okay. Deep breaths.
Let's bring in your dad. Mark.
Yes.
Good morning. Again, my name is Bill, and this is Morgan.
Good morning.
We're from the Q Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for holding on. We appreciate you holding on. We know that this is weird, but
very weird.
It's all going to make sense in a second here. Your daughter Caitlin's here.
Yes. Great.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
All right. So, Mark, Caitlin called us a few minutes ago, and she told us something, and we thought this would be a perfect time to call you and to let you know as well. So, Caitlin, whenever you're ready.
So, Dad, there's something that I wanted to tell you. Last year, I had a little bit of an incident.
You're going to tell me about the night you spent in jail?
Oh!
What? No, what?
No.
How did you... How did you know about that?
Honey, I've known for months.
What? How could you? Why didn't you tell me that you knew about this for months?
I don't know. I figured that, you know, maybe sooner or later you would tell me.
Oh, my. Who told you? How?
Probably, you know, your mother and your sister sent me a picture of your mugshot.
Oh, my God.
No. The trail.
No. I can't. I mean, are you mad? I mean, you didn't say anything to me. What?
No, I mean, I wasn't mad. I heard that someone said something, you know, bad, unflattering about Brandy. So I was proud of you for sticking up for your friend. I mean, I'd rather you do it without getting arrested, but, you know, I was still proud of you for sticking up for your friend and taking charge.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that you knew this whole entire time.
Me either.
Yeah, me three.
Yeah, well, I mean, when are you going to learn? You can't keep secrets from Dad. You don't think your mom was going to tell me? Like, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think that was the best case scenario.
I think so, too. Caitlin, I want to see a picture of that mugshot, yeah. though, too.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, apparently my dad can forward that to you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning.
1 hour from right now, we're going to have third row tickets for New Kids on the Block. They're going to be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Tuesday night. Third row tickets right around 8:35 this morning. We were just talking about the Cleveland Confessional with Caitlin, who got arrested.
Yes.
And there's a mugshot because Caitlin's sister sent her dad the mugshot. And the reason I bring this up is because I have a mugshot.
I just could never imagine you, of all people, getting arrested.
I did. It was over 20 years ago, and it was in North Ridgeville.
You know that's got to be public record.
And I have not told the story. You don't know why I was arrested,
I
right,
Morgan?
I don't
know okay. why you were arrested.
I have not told you the story. I want to tell the story someday. But I kind of want it to be the right time because it's somewhat lengthy and, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time,
right.
You know, to get into it right now. But I want to get the mugshot. And so I guess I'm asking, does anybody know how to get mugshots? Like, do I need to contact the...
I feel like they're public record. Yeah. I feel like if you called, you'd be able to get it.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start by going to the North Ridgeville website and try to go from there. But if anybody has any inside knowledge of how to get a mugshot out of North Ridgeville, please let me know. 216-578-0104 or hit us up on DM. Or maybe someone from North Ridgeville will call in during Battle of the Burbs.
Yes.
And I can ask you then. Battle of the Burbs is next.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
We are ready to play. Morgan has your questions. She is the host of this game. Let's go.
We have North Ridgeville, North Olmsted, and Wickliffe getting ready to rep for their city. Caller 14 this morning is Brian in North Ridgeville. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great, Brian. How are you? What are you doing this morning?
Driving into work.
Lovely. Did you say you were looking for Bill's mugshot?
I was going to say, did it just work out this way? Because I was wondering if somebody from North Ridgeville would call in. Brian, do you have any idea how to get a mugshot out of North Ridgeville?
So, actually, North Ridgeville goes through Elyria court.
Oh, so you're looking at Elyria.
So, Lorain County?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The North Ridgeville Facebook page puts up mugshot very often.
Okay.
Okay, we got to find Bill's.
Well, mine's pretty much old. I'm not sure if the internet was invented.
Okay, we got to play the game. We'll find your mugshot later, Bill.
All right, very
Brian,
good.
Brian, you have 4 questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many seasons are there of the hit Netflix show Stranger Things?
4.
That is correct. Question number 2. What is the highest number you could roll with 1 standard die?
6.
That is correct. Question number 3. What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
Are we going to get
smelling it?
Clean sweep. Question number 4 for the win. Brian in North Ridgeville. Jacobs Pavilion is a concert venue located on the West Bank of what downtown Cleveland location?
The Flats.
I mean, that was easy. I thought those were kind of hard today.
I don't know.
Not for Brian.
God. Yeah, really. Sorry, I was too busy researching how to find Bill's mugshot than researching questions for the day.
I understand why AOL would be too hard for you, Morgan. But
yeah.
For a lot of us, we know exactly what AOL is.
Well, this is win number 22 for North Ridgeville. And Brian, you just scored a Q104 pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
All right. So the C-Town Hustler, we are featuring small business owners, entrepreneurs. You had a vision. You had a dream. And now you're out there making it a reality. If this sounds like you, let us know. Send us a DM. Let us know about you. This morning, C-Town Hustler is a senior at Strongsville High School. She is a star on the track and cross-country teams, and she has started her own nonprofit to bring more awareness to mental health for teenage athletes in sports. It's called Person Before Sport. So joining us this morning is Julia Isham. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Are you officially on summer vacation right now?
Yes, I am. So it's very nice.
How did this season end for you? I know you had regionals the other weekend. Is the season still going on, or have you come to a close?
So we're at a close. I'm at a close right now. I'm actually on like my rest period where I'm like not supposed to be running and stuff. And you know, I made it to state, and I was very happy with my outcome with that. Yeah, now I'm at a rest period. I'm done with my season.
So when will the season start up again? Because you're going to be going into your senior year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this past season, it was a very successful one for you. Didn't you break a record this year at Strongsville High?
Yeah. So I broke the school record, which was like 11:08. And then I kept breaking the record because I kept like setting it and then breaking it. So like it was like 10, I got like 10:51, and then it was like 10:50, and then it was like 10:48 is what now the school record is. So yeah.
So you kept setting your own records.
And then breaking it.
I can see Strongsville's trying to get like a plaque so they can hang it up in the hallway, and then she broke it. We have to get a new plaque.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a very successful season, and I'm definitely proud of my team and, you know, obviously myself for doing what I was able to do.
So Julia is a hustler in more ways than one, not only at a track meet, but also behind the scenes. Tell us the history of Person Before Sport.
So I was struggling a lot with my mental health early on, this past like fall cross country season, and then also early track season. And I was seeing my own teammates going through the same thing. And so I started like an Instagram page basically that was just daily Instagram posts that bring attention to like different struggles or reminders to kind of just help us get through like the day, and also to remind us that like we are more than athletes, like we're people too. Like we can't just tie our identity to being an athlete, because then, you know, it just gets so much pressure and stuff all the time. So once I was kind of able to just enjoy life and not put so much pressure on myself, my times were like dropping like crazy, because I was actually enjoying the sport that I was doing. And some of my teammates, their times started dropping like crazy because we were like having fun competing instead of just focusing on, you know, the whole competing aspect of it.
Julia, let me ask you, because I have an 11-year-old boy who is very much into sports. He's playing on travel baseball teams, travel mm-hmm. basketball teams. He's only 11. He's in fifth grade. He's a straight-A student. Actually, He got a B. All A's and a B. And I worry about that. Yeah. As a dad, I worry about as he keeps going farther in his scholastic career and his athletic career, that the pressure is going to be too much. Like, what kind of symptoms or what kind of signs should parents be looking out for that their kid might be struggling with some mental health problems?
So definitely something that I've seen, like, myself and others go through, like teammates, is a lot of times, like, panic attacks before major sporting events or even major, like, tests and stuff, to where they don't seem like they're generally enjoying it. Because, you know, your son can be great at the sport he's doing, but he can also just, like, not like it at all. So if that means that he has to take a step back and maybe not do it for, like, a season or, like, miss a game or something, like, Gino, I think parents need to realize that it's not like a tough mindset. Like, you know, like, suck it up. You can't always just suck it up. So I think, you know, looking at your kid and seeing that they're struggling when it means like they're having breakdowns or they're generally trying to like voice their concerns to you is definitely something that they should watch out for with their kids, and realize that if they need to take a step back, you know, allow them to, because that might end up saving them later on, you know, in their sports career and academic career.
And what is the best way for someone to support Person Before Sport?
So you can follow the Instagram on Person Before Sport. You can follow the TikTok. I have a Spotify as well, like a podcast, basically. And I interviewed my coach actually recently, and he talked about his struggles going through college career and everything. You can also, I have a like merchandise, kind of like a store built up. It's called personbeforesport.com, and you can just order like clothes and stuff, and all the profits go towards a different organization or mental health organization each month. So like this month is the Trevor Project because it's Pride Month. So we're supporting LGBTQ+ youth and their mental health.
Wow. This, Julia,
congratulations.
This is,
what an amazing thing you're doing.
It's really impressive the way that you put a spotlight on the importance of mental health for teen athletes. It can be so overwhelming because you have sports, yeah. You have your studies, you have relationships that you're juggling. And this is all while you're just forming as a human being.
Yeah.
You know, it took me years and years to fully appreciate the importance of mental health. Mm-hmm. And you're getting kids to be mindful of it early.
Yeah.
We think that's great. And we wish you lots of luck.
Thank you.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Real life, real Cleveland.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104
plays the hits. Post Malone, who's on his I Have a Newborn at Home, So I Need to Get Out of the House tour. He's coming to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It was announced this week, September 27th. And you know who's going to be there? Tuesday night, next week, New Kids on the Block.
Let's go.
Are going to be there. And we have front row tickets for you coming up on Friday. So we've been counting down to the front row all this week. Today, we're up to third row tickets for the show. And this is how you win. We're playing the sing-along song challenge. So we're going to play part of a song for you. And then at some point, the song is going to stop. But you have to keep singing. And, you know, the last couple of days we've had New Kids songs.
Yeah.
But New Kids aren't going to be the only ones at this show. It's also going to be Salt-N-Pepa.
Okay.
It's going to be En Vogue. And it's going to be Rick Astley.
Okay.
And Rick Astley is our song today.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry.
Oh, you just want to keep singing, don't you?
Yeah, I know this one today.
So there you go. Sing-along song challenge. We'll take caller 14, the first correct caller after that. 216-578-0104. Trying to win third row tickets for NKOTB.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning.
We're playing the Sing-Along Song Challenge. Third row tickets for New Kids on the Block on Tuesday night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We'll have front row tickets coming up on Friday morning. But Michelle in Chagrin Falls, she doesn't care. She just wants to be at the show, and she'll take third row, no problem. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely.
All she said she wanted these tickets more than anything when we talked to her on the phone.
Is that right? You really want to go to the show?
I already have tickets to the show. I really want third row because I've been seeing the videos and stuff, and I've never sat that close to them. My kid is in a rough spot that's going with us. She would be blown away if I won these this morning.
Oh, well, fingers crossed for you. I have good vibes. I'm feeling positive.
It's all up to you then, Michelle. All you have to do is finish this song because Rick Astley's going to be at the show, too. Here we go.
Never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Never gonna say goodbye. Yay!
Disgusting!
Woo! I'm gonna be so proud right now.
Third row tickets, Michelle.
Yay! Thank you so much.
I was going to ask you how you feel, but I think you just told us.
Oh, my God. You guys just made my day. My friend is going to be blown away. Like, thank you guys so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.